Well, basically, it's a revision of our zoning ordinances. Now, ever since about 1926, we've had zoning in Sioux Falls. And the latest zoning that we had was in 1983. And so over the past several years, you know, we've begun to see, hey, we need some modification. We need more flexibility in our zoning ordinances. And so this is what the Shape Sioux Falls is all about, providing more flexibility for people here in Sioux Falls to be able to use the property the way they want to.
Now, you and I were visiting off the air. This is something that the city council had already voted on and passed.
That's correct.
And you said this is kind of a complex set of legislation.
Oh, yes, it is. Hundreds of pages. And it's very complicated. And, you know, when you have a piece of legislation that is hundreds of pages long, invariably you're going to find some stuff that is great in it. But then also you'll probably find some stuff that is not so great.
Sounds like you were a little bit conflicted. What were some of the concerns you had? And ultimately, why did you vote in favor of Shape Places?
Well, one of the concerns I had was that right now, with the zoning, you have a situation where you can live like on Minnesota Avenue and have a business. But the problem is that the city would not allow you to live in the business itself. And this seems kind of strange. This is your own building. You cannot live in your own building where you have your own business. A number of years ago, there was somebody that came to me and said, you know, I just want to buy this building and have a business on the bottom floor. And then, you know, I get to live on the top floor. And they said, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. Even though that's your property, you can't do that. Well, that kind of stuff, fortunately, we're trying to eliminate. We're trying to provide more flexibility here for people to use their own property. And that's one thing we have to keep in mind. You know, when we talk about zoning, we're talking about controls. And we want to have as few controls on people as possible. So it seems like that the Shape Sioux Falls is providing somewhat less controls than what we have right now.
Sioux Falls City Councilor Kermit Staggers is here. Kello News Time is 7:13. It's mostly clear and 42. So the Shape Places winds up now on the ballot largely because of concerns that folks have in South Central Sioux Falls over a proposed new Walmart location. One of their big objections is they think that under Shape Places, there's going to be less opportunity for citizens to weigh in on the zoning process.
Well, I guess I'm inclined to agree with them, because the new Shape Sioux Falls is going to be more clear right from the outset. If you're going to be building on some property, it's going to be clear what you can do and what you cannot do right from the outset. Right now, with the present ordinance, okay, you have an idea of what you can do, but then there are all kinds of exceptions and changes you can make, and people can come and testify about, you know, supporting this or supporting that. So I guess I am inclined to agree with him.
Under the Shape Places, I guess my perception has been, whether rightly or wrongly, but my perception has been from those folks that they must be concerned that under Shape Places, people wouldn't have an opportunity to do exactly the sort of thing that you're getting at. I mean, were you surprised to see this referred to a referendum, to a vote of the public?
I was absolutely surprised, because when you talk about a referendum, you're talking about getting thousands and thousands of signatures within just a matter of like 15, 20 days. I did ask the city clerk, has this ever happened in Sioux Falls before, having a referendum? She did not know of any time when it had happened. So this is really a remarkable accomplishment by those people.
I would say myself, I've got to wonder how much of this is being fueled by Walmart.
I think a lot of it is.
Do you?
Yes. Now, people will say, no, it's not Walmart, it's not Walmart, it's not Walmart. I think the feeling on the city council is that a lot of it is Walmart.
It is 15 minutes past 7. Sioux Falls City Councilor Kermit Staggers is here. It's mostly clear and 42. So what do you say to those people then? If this becomes a referendum on Walmart, I mean, and I suspect that's likely what will happen. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, Walmart is a business. They have a right to you know, build on property, and at the same time, they should not be forced to do extraordinary things that other people don't have to do. In other words, we have to try to make sure that we treat all businesses, small businesses, large businesses, the same, really. And we also have to keep in mind that, well, maybe we might not like certain stores, but other people do. And that's quite evident because Walmart is so successful. It's the largest retail corporation in the entire world.
Let's, that area, that 85th in Minnesota where we're talking about, as far as development out there, what are your thoughts on the concerns about that being the right or the wrong location for Walmart and future development that's set to occur out there?
Well, what is right and what is wrong development, of course, is subjective. Walmart obviously believes that that's a very good location. And many of the people that live at 85th in Minnesota, they don't think it is the right location. So it's a classic example here of conflict over how property should be used. But I did one time mention to the people at 85th in Minnesota that, you know, I wish they had a homeowners association. And their homeowners association would have bought that land. Because if they had bought the land, then they can do anything they want to with the land. If they didn't want a Walmart, they didn't have to have a Walmart. But they don't own the land. We have other people owning the land. And so now we have a situation where, you know, basically we have some people trying to tell other people what to do with their own property.
What do you see happening with development out in that area?
Oh, it's, I think the people at 85th in Minnesota realize there's going to be development. Except they want development on a different scale than having a Walmart out there. So I think they've resigned themselves to that. Also to the fact that 85th Street, it's going to be a major arterial street. So whether you have Walmart out there or not doesn't really make any difference. You're going to have a lot of traffic anyway.
Sioux Falls City Councilor Kermit Staggers is here. What do you suspect will happen in terms of a timing of a vote on Shape Places?
Shape Places, I anticipate probably April 8th of next year is when we're going to have the vote. That's when we're having a lot of other votes.
Right.
Spellerberg Park, Snow Gates.
Right.
And maybe by then we'll have some other petitions up and have some more votes.
Just in closing here, what would you say to folks in regard to Shape Places? What should they know?
Well, once again, ultimately what they have to realize is that Shape Sioux Falls is a document that controls the use of property, controls use of private property. And I think our inclination should be we should allow as much freedom as possible for people to be able to operate their own property the way they want to. The major caveat being that, hey, if you have property that has water coming from your property onto somebody else's, well, then we got to take care of that issue, or noise, or sound, or whatever. But basically, we should allow people to freely use their property the way they want to, once again, without causing problems for the next-door neighbor with noise and sound and things like that. It seems like a simple way to do things, but sometimes we don't make things simple.
No, we don't, do we? And you mentioned a few moments ago talking about the number of ordinances and things that we're going to be voting on coming up, Snow Gates and Spellerberg Park. And are we referring too much to vote?
Well, I know there are some people who feel that way, but I don't feel that way at all. I think it's healthy. It seems like we're having kind of a splurge taking place here, but I think it's healthy if you have people out there spending a lot of time getting these signatures. Now, I think one of the problems is with all these different initiatives and the referendum, some people are beginning to think, oh, this is too easy to do. This is too easy. Well, they've never been out there doing this at all. It is not easy at all.
Right.
It's very difficult.
Very difficult. Right. You've got to collect a lot of signatures
A
short span of time.
Yes, I've been involved in this a lot, and it is very, very difficult. So what we have to watch out for is we don't have somebody coming along and trying to come up and make it more difficult for citizens to do this.